discover.com/travel.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Brett Kavanaugh being smeared. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump thinks so after the New York Times revised a story of the latest sexual misconduct accusation stemming from the Supreme Court Justice's college days at Yale that the alleged victim didn't want to be interviewed and her friend said she didn't remember it.
I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh smear story.
The president at a rally in New Mexico last night, Democratic Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, will reportedly introduce a resolution today to open a Brett Kavanaugh impeachment inquiry, calling him a sexual predator. This is House Democrats plan to question ex-Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski today in their Trump impeachment investigation, but two others called to testify will not show up.
Former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Rick Dearborn and former White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter both told by a White House lawyer not to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. The two were told they can defy subpoenas because of constitutional immunity.
Fox's Jill Nato. The day after the president said it appears Iran is behind the attack on Saudi oil facilities, Iran's supreme leader says there will be no direct nuclear negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. They're voting again in Israel in what's like a do-over election. Fox's Simon Owen has details live.
Dave, as he cast his ballot in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he agrees with President Trump's assessment that these elections are close. Netanyahu's job is on the line after he failed to form a coalition government following another election in June. The Prime Minister's rival is retired military chief Benny Gantz, who told reporters as he voted, "We will bring change without corruption, without extremism." Dave?
Simon, there's yet another death linked to vaping, this one in California, the seventh to die in a recent outbreak of lung illnesses related to vaping. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
More death and destruction in Afghanistan. A Taliban suicide bomber targeted President Ghani's campaign rally. 24 people were killed, another 31 wounded, but the president was unharmed. There was also another Taliban bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. This is the day after an American soldier was killed in action, the 17th U.S. troop death this year in Afghanistan. They're in mourning in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the day after a police officer was gunned down.
An emotional Mayor Walt Maddox announced the death of 40-year-old officer Dornell Cousette.
A father of two daughters and engaged to be married.
Investigators say Cousette chased the suspect into a home Monday afternoon. The suspect was wanted for outstanding warrants for failure to appear on felony crimes. Once inside the house, the two exchanged gunfire. Cousette died. The suspect was injured. Tuscaloosa Interim Police Chief Mitt Tubbs.
Every time you hear the phone ring, you just hope that it's not this call. And unfortunately, it was this call.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A victory at Arizona's Supreme Court for two Christian artists who challenged an ordinance in Phoenix making it illegal for businesses to deny services to same-sex couples.
The owners of Brush and Nib Studios refused to make wedding invitations for same-sex couples because they believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. The court ruling the ordinance violated the artists' free speech rights, but its decision is strictly limited to customized wedding invitations.
We brought our case to protect this freedom, not just for us, but for all Americans.
Co-owner Joanna Duca says they'll gladly serve everyone.
But we cannot create custom artwork celebrating certain events. and the government should not control those expressive decisions.
City officials say the court made a very narrow ruling that does not apply to any other business in Phoenix. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The price of oil is down nearly a dollar this morning, but yesterday's price spike up is considered to be ready to hit gas prices hard soon. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning on local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs your help finding a couple believed to be responsible for several residential burglaries in rural areas. The suspects have allegedly forced entry into the homes and taken jewelry, money, and other small items. Burglars in the last few months have targeted rural homes across several counties, including Champaign County. The suspects are known to drive a dark-colored Chevy Impala around the model year 2010. If you know anything about them, you should contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-TIPS, 373tips.com, or via the P3TIPS mobile app. 2 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he forced a woman to stay in the trunk of his car. Robert D. Jackson, who is 33, pleaded guilty to unlawful restraint and also pleaded guilty to domestic battery with a prior domestic battery in a separate crime that happened a couple of days before the other situation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You know when you are headed to work or a special event and you look around and no one is there to tell you if your shoes, your shirt look good? Don't have that panic feeling with your mortgage. We want to give you a second set of eyes to ensure you're getting the best of the best. Hi, it's Michelle Mott with the 217 Mortgage Team, encouraging you to get a second opinion with us at INB.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Michelle's is 1-840-439.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey. Good
morning, Stevie. Partly cloudy with a high 84 expected today, 60 our low tonight, 85 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy again, down to 61. Mostly sunny for Thursday and Friday with a high around 86, down into the mid-60s at night. Sounds fabulous for this week of homecoming festivities in my hometown of Tolono at Unity. Right now, the temperature's at 64, ESPN 93.5.
Former international speaker, security analyst, award-winning educator, founder of Global Perspective Consulting, author of the book Beneath the Veil, Fall of the House of Saud, it's Dr. David Wallaloo. Dr. David Wallaloo, what does it all mean, the attack on the Saudi oil, David?
Well, it would mean two things. The one on the economic front, the other one on the geopolitical. So on the economic front, of course, the shortage of the global supply by about 5.7 million barrels. What it would mean is just the prices will slightly increase. They are not going to go up to $100 a barrel as it was suggested yesterday. The reason being because the United States is going to most likely tap into the oil reserves to make up the difference, at least for us here in the United States, so we won't see a price hike into the oil prices.
How does America being oil independent factor into all this right now? Because that's certainly different over the last 5 years.
Well, that is. However, despite what you hear recently that our production increased to that of Saudi Arabia. As you know, for us, the refineries of the oil is a very, very complicated process because the oil we have is what we call dirty oil. Unlike the Saudis, they have the sweet oil. It is easy to refine and you can get a lot out of it. That's why it's cheaper to import from Saudi Arabia than to produce it here in the U.S. However, there's enough in the reserves that I believe should this complications extend for a long period, President Trump would have to tap into that.
What would you tell President Trump to do with this? Obviously, hitting Iran could only make things worse, I would think. What would you say to do?
Well, certainly I would not advocate for war because here's the problem with that. Engaging Iran, as I always argued in my writings, engaging Iran is not engaging Iraq. Iran is well-structured. We do have the capabilities, of course. But the dynamics is what's going to create the – it's the day after. That's where my big concern is. So because this attacks now, I would interpret them as an indication that the Iran understands that for all the blustering and unpredictability of President Trump, because he's the one who argued that we need to get it out of war, not into them. So that gives Iranian at least a pressure platform, if you say, to push, to see how far they can push the U.S.
Dr. David,
on the other hand,
I was just going to...
On the other hand, if we're going to engage militarily, then where's the proof? The alliance are asking for proof, and we have to provide that. Well, if we provide the sensitive information, that's going to tap into our resources, which we don't want to disclose.
How bad is Iran? I mean, I've heard for years it'll fall on its own weight. It'll fall on its own weight. Is Iran going to fail on its own eventually or not?
No, it will not. Once again, I wrote in a book about Iran called Volatile State, Iran in the Nuclear Age. And I argued in it that dealing with Iran, it would have to be on a multiple front, not just the military aspect of it. Because Iran, for example, intelligence apparatus is a very, very well structured and a very wired within the Middle East. And this is where the issues or the concerns I have, should we engage Iran militarily, we're going to be dealing with proxies from different aspects within the Middle East. That's where my big concern is.
I'm not sure, Dr. Walu, if we can really understand all the history and how complex this is, can we?
No, we won't. And exactly what I argued. You know, even writing a book, it's not enough. Because you're looking at an old history, we need to understand how that history has evolved to understand why Iran behaves the way it behaves today. The same for Russia. We need to understand the whole history back to 862 forward to understand why Russia behaves the way it behaves today. And we tend not to take a hard look at the historical aspect to understand how a country behaves, for us to have a better understanding how to engage that country to solve disputes and conflicts and so forth.
All right, last question. What would you tell President Trump to do here?
I would tell President Trump, first of all, find out exactly what the facts are. Let's get to the bottom of it first. And second, then if you decide to deal with Iran diplomatically, then engage them. If you don't, then make a decision. However, I still would not advocate for engaging militarily.
Dr. David Walu, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Former international security analyst in Washington, D.C., global affairs consultant, professional speaker, award-winning educator. His book, Beneath the Veil, Fall of the House of Saud. Dr. David Walu, O-U-A-L-A-A-L-O-U, on ESPN 93.5. Spend your life. 93.5, what a baseball race we have in the National League Central Division. Sports Headlines, Diane.
Well, we got a dozen games remaining. It's very interesting. St. Louis Cardinals win over the Washington Nationals 4-2. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
John, you mentioned on the air last night that if Marcell Ozuna, he needs to come through in the last 2 weeks of the season. He did last night for sure.
Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Paul DeJong, Yadier Molina, and Ozuna came through with four RBIs, two on a first-inning home run.
Swing and a line shot deep in the left center. Get up, baby, get up. Oh, yeah, two-run home run. Cardinals lead it 2-0.
And then he was able to get a ground rule double to break a 2-2 tie and give the Cardinals a 4-2 victory. The pitch by Hunter Strickland is hit down the left field line. Fair! The ball hits down and bounces into the seat, scoring two. A ground rule double, 4-2 Cardinals. And Marcell Ozuna has all four runs batted in tonight. and the pitching was very good. Dakota Hudson, 7 innings, 2 runs. He picks up his 16th win, and it was John Brebbia for an out, Andrew Miller an inning and a third. Carlos Martinez came on to get the save, getting the last out, and the Cardinals keep a 2-game lead over the Cubs, 3 over Milwaukee.
And we're on the air tonight at 5:50 with the pregame show, as they'll send the left-hander Patrick Corbin against Miles Michaelis. 5:50 is pregame show.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
The final for the Chicago Cubs over Cincinnati was 8-2. They've got a 7 p.m. start with Yu Darvish on the mound on U.S. 105.9. Kyle Schwarber gave the Cubs all they needed.
A swing and a drive toward left center field and deep. Back goes Lorenzen. It's got a chance. Gone! 3-run homer. Kyle Schwarber. Cubs lead 3-0.
Nice. Twins over the Chicago White Sox with their record of 92-50. They're going for it. 5-3 was the final yesterday. White Sox are in Minnesota with a 6:40 start. I'm hearing about these injuries. Anthony Rizzo in a walking boot, 5 to 7 days.
Yep.
So an ankle injury that they're concerned about. And speaking of injuries, we definitely have that in the NFL. Yesterday, Monday Night Football action, Cleveland over the New York Jets, 23-3. And it looks like Ben Roethlisberger now out for the season.
Yep.
Drew Brees out for 6 weeks with that thumb injury. I know the Saints are in Seattle where I was recently on Sunday. And, of course, when I was flying into Chicago yesterday, all about that Bears win over Denver 16-14. It should be interesting next week to see the Bears in action on Monday Night Football in Washington.
Weather brought to you by Watts Compy System. Your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 36 years, WattsCompy.com.
Up to 84, down to 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow, too. Up to 85, low 61. We've got up into the mid-80s and down into the mid-60s for Thursday and Friday with mostly sunny conditions. We're currently at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group LLC. .com. Always welcome to text in. Got a cool offer coming up for you this morning. All free, of course. Stand by for that. Moments away. All right, Tuesday morning, Ask the Vet. Dr. Todd, 30 minutes away. You have a veterinarian-type question, dog or cat, 359-2255. You get that in as well. 720.
The Fox Business Network. Stock futures on Wall Street in the red. World shares are mixed and oil prices are easing back as investors wait for word on restoring output at a Saudi oil processing plant attacked over the weekend. Big Oil is getting a ratings boost from JP Morgan, which has upgraded its outlook for Europe's top oil and gas companies, forecasting sharp growth in shareholder returns. It's the second day of a strike against General Motors, with some 50,000 workers remaining off the job. Amazon holding jobs fairs in 6 locations. And jobs in the military are getting filled. U.S. Army leaders say they'll meet their enlistment goal at the end of the month. This comes a year after they failed to make their recruiting numbers for the first time in 13 years. Army leaders telling the AP they expect to sign up more than 68,000 active duty soldiers for the fiscal year that ends September 30th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
By AbbVie.
All right, ESPN 93.5, it is Tuesday morning. I am glad you're semi-alert and ready to go. I got 4 Illinois football tickets.
Nebraska, 7 o'clock.
Yeah. You were in Seattle for the wedding.
Yeah.
You missed a very disappointing football game.
Yeah.
We did not want to lose to Eastern Michigan.
It was towards the end that it happened, though, right?
Well, it was 31-17 Eastern Michigan. We rallied in the last 8 minutes. He had 2 touchdowns and then lost. The defense was obviously not very good. And they kick a chipper 20-yard field goal in the last second, and they beat us 34-31. Really took a little steam out of things, some things that occurred that were very disconcerting. But we are 2-1. We do have Nebraska coming in to Memorial Stadium here in Champaign. You have to say what city, because it's Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, well, okay.
Memorial Stadium in Champaign on Zupke Field. Saturday night at 7 for 4 free football tickets. Who was the coach the last time we beat Nebraska?
I see.
Who was the coach the last time we beat Nebraska? 359-2255. 359-2255. You're playing for 4 football tickets for Saturday night at 7. Who was the coach the last time Illinois even beat Nebraska?
Huh.
All right. We will get that going here in just a few moments. Honda BMW, where you can go and get an award-winning dealer to work with you. That's what they are. Honda BMW is off Neil at Brewash in Savoy. You can go online to drivechampaign.com, get a look at it, take a peek, and see what they offer. And they offer a lot. Not only all your Hondas, there's a lot of Hondas on the lot, hundreds of them. But the BMW, just a fantastic car, vehicle, SUV. And all the pre-owned as well. And they service you up and down the line. And that's what they want to do. They want you to be a customer for a long time. Before you purchase something, make sure you give Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com off Neil or Brewash in Savoy. Give them a shot to earn your business. Say hey to my friend Ben Controne, Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, 726.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's former campaign manager was told by the White House to not answer questions today about anything that took place after the president's election.
Corey Lewandowski will be pressed about events detailed in the special counsel's Russia report, describing a request from the president to tell the then Attorney General Jeff Sessions to limit the Mueller investigation. Mueller says Lewandowski passed that along to then White House aide Rick Dearborn. Dearborn is also on today's witness list, along with former staff secretary Rob Porter.
Fox's Jared Halpin, those two former White House aides have been told by the administration to ignore the subpoenas to testify today. The president says at a rally in New Mexico, everyone involved in printing a New York Times article alleging sexual assault by Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh should resign.
They had to change their story. The woman said, I don't remember that.
The Times revised the initial article to make clear the woman says she does not remember the incident. America's listening to Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man was injured in a shooting in southeast Urbana last night. Police were called out to the 1800 block of South Cottage Grove at about 6:30 p.m. on the report of shots fired. They learned one man had been hurt. No word on that person's condition. 2 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he forced a woman to stay in the trunk of his car. Robert D. Jackson, who is 33, pleaded guilty to unlawful restraint and also pleaded guilty to domestic battery with a prior domestic battery in a separate crime that happened a couple of days before the other situation. The annual showcase, Parade of Homes, is coming up September 20th to 22nd and 27th to 29th. You can see the best in home building by visiting the model homes filled with the latest trends and outdoor living areas, decorating styles, gourmet kitchens, and the newest advancements in green building for energy conservation and sustainability. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Well, we know about Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, CMI, locally owned and operated by Betsy and Brad Park. CMI reminds you that lots of people in and out of apartments all the time. There's smells that you're saying, what the heck is that?
Yep.
You don't really want to know, but
right.
You want it to go away. CMI's awesome odor busters. CMI's Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells. The Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of all kinds of odors. Food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road to pick up yours. Give them a call, 359-6262. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. Here's your weather.
Up to 84, down to 60 with partly cloudy conditions. Partly cloudy with a high 85 tomorrow, down to 61. 10% shot at showers both Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Bumps up to a 40% chance of showers late on Saturday. High 82. I know the Illini-Nebraska kickoff is at 7, so let's hope the timing is right, and it's way late. Right now, the temperature is at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
The whole Brett Kavanaugh on the anniversary of his confirmation a year ago, the Supreme Court justice who went through hearings accusing him of sexual misconduct, abuse, almost 40 years ago. Well, something resurfaced. The New York Times ran with it. And then they forgot to put in there, the woman doesn't know what they're talking about, can't remember a thing. What does Fox News Brit Hume think? Maybe we don't get Brit this time. Journalistic, considering the facts of the story, the fact that they essentially said at a party he did something egregious.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who said he saw it, tied to the Clintons. And the woman doesn't remember anything about it.
I see.
One of the finest journalists going now, Deseret News, Boyd Matheson. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing great. How you doing?
Journalistically speaking, this is an F by the New York Times, is it not?
It is. It is one more example of what I think we all have to be careful of, and that is this instant certainty. Mm-hmm. They, you know, got something, they ran with something, they, as you mentioned, they forgot to mention the fact that no one could really corroborate any of the pieces of the puzzle that they're laying out there. And so there's just this rush to get things out, rush to be first, rush to, you know, hit the anniversary date or whatever it might be. And often that's actually keeping us from the truth in some things that are really important. And so I think it's just one more example of where particularly the big national media struggles because they're in such a rush to do things and to push a particular agenda that they're often forgetting the rigorous journalism components. And one of the things, you know, one of the people I've gotten to interview over the years is Bob Woodward. And whether you like Bob Woodward or not, or his take on the president or not, there's one interesting thing he would always say during the Watergate period, and that was restraint always works. And taking your time, making sure you've triple-checked your facts, and really gotten it right first rather than being first in is what really matters. And I think we're really losing that in journalism.
I mean, but doesn't all of that is superseded by the emotion to end this evil person's presidency? I mean, it's all about, I mean, it's drooling, pursuing the absolute that we got the wrong guy in there. He didn't win. Russia cheated. I mean, all of this narrative has been going on at MSNBC and CNN and NBC News for 3 years, Boyd. So there are people that absolutely believe this is an evil man who deserves to be impeached, and he did it again. And this is Trump who nominated Kavanaugh, but now for Kavanaugh, who gets him his reputation back and how?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you talk about the last 3 years, and it's sort of the old saying, and I hope this does not happen with the Illini football game this weekend. Whenever you're complaining about the refs, you're losing.
Yeah.
that's just the standard rule. And so as you hear many in the national media whining and complaining and that they're losing. They're so frustrated. They're just wildly swinging. And we're seeing that from the 2020 Democratic candidates for president, that they are just swinging wildly, even at each other now. And that's always an indicator that you are definitely on the wrong path. And so I think that's one of the big challenges. I thought it was interesting, too, that Dick Durbin from Illinois was one of the first to come out and say, wait a minute, all this impeachment stuff, this Kavanaugh stuff, this is just a witch hunt. Him using the witch hunt term is also interesting. But even Dick Durbin has recognized, hey, we are going down a bad path because it's not taking us anywhere that will help them do anything to take the Senate or to take the White House in 2020.
Now, what does this say about the candidates for president who jump to conclusions and assume anything said about Brett Kavanaugh is true? But what does this say about equal justice under the law and the fact that you must presume innocence? I mean, they're rushing to judgment on this man with no cooperation of any kind.
Yeah, and particularly someone like a Kamala Harris, who just immediately pounced on the Titans. That was a wild mistake by her and by her campaign. But you're seeing that more and more as some of the candidates start to get a little more into the desperation station of the campaign, where they're thinking, I've got to do something to change the dynamic. She's a prosecutor, and so, you know, she's trying to wear that prosecutorial hat and throw things out there. But I think it's hurting credibility for all of them.
All right, who at the Boyd Matheson betting window is your pick for the Democratic nominee for president?
It is still, I am in the betting category of anyone who places a bet right now is making a bad bet because this thing is so fluid still at this point. And we have to remember, at this point in the year 2007, Hillary Clinton had a 30-plus point lead on that guy named Barack Obama and the rest of the field. You also had things like, you know, John Edwards was 30, 35 points ahead of the rest of the field. And so this is a very fluid thing. You've got a large group of candidates. So I don't think it's really settled in there in any way, shape, or form. And the other thing is that this is not about all of these national polls. National polls are nice for press releases and for some fundraising. But this is a state-by-state delegate battle. And there's some really interesting scenarios. You've got places like Nevada that's moved up in the calendar. So that presents a really interesting opportunity for someone like Cory Booker to go grab some delegates, make himself relevant, start going. So there's a host of different scenarios that can play out here. Obviously, the former Vice President Joe Biden is showing a little wear and tear there. I actually thought he started the debate pretty well and then just proceeded to unravel into all kinds of interesting word salads as the night went on, including a plea for parents to play record players for their children.
Wow.
which was just a stunner. And then, of course, you had Bernie Sanders, who also had a cold, so we wish him well there. But it made his, get off my lawn screaming rants sound even more angry than normal.
Go ahead. Bottom line.
Bottom line is there are a group of people out there who are the center left, center right folks, not necessarily independent, but those who affiliate with one party or the other. They're the ones that can actually be persuaded in this election, but the Democrats aren't offering up anything that would appeal to that group. Socialism always sounds great in the spring in a Democratic primary. It doesn't fly with the American people in the fall. And so I think the Democrats are careening towards a really bad 2020 because they're swinging so wildly. And if the economy stays good, I think it spells all kinds of problems for the Democrats come fall of 2020.
I do know three people who would beat Donald Trump if they could have a brokered convention and put him in the spot. Number one, Oprah. Number two, Michelle Obama. Number three, The Rock. All three with this pop culture we're in now would win at the mall and probably win at the box.
That's right. Yeah, which again tells us a lot about where we are as a society. But you know, we've got to get back to the things that really make the country extraordinary. I wrote a piece last week that was called "Within the Parenthesis of a Crazy Idea," and that's where America really happens. And we have to get back. People are starving for that. The American people. I had an Uber driver in Washington D.C. this last week. Works at the Pentagon as a medic. His family is from Nigeria. He was born, so he's an American citizen, works at the Pentagon. And this was on 9/11. I flew into Washington, D.C. on 9/11. Very interesting feeling there. But as I got into the cab, into this Uber, I noticed he had his military stuff there. And so I was asking him about working at the Pentagon. And this is a guy who's driving an Uber just so he can put his younger brother through college. Mm. But I asked him, I said, what was it like to be at the Pentagon on 9/11? And he got this big smile on his face. He opens the glove box in his car and he pulls out his military hat, which had been signed by Donald J. Trump and Melania Trump. And he said, before I started working at the Pentagon, I raised my hand and I swore allegiance to defend the Constitution and that the president of either party would be my commander-in-chief. I don't always agree with the president, but he's the commander-in-chief, and that's part of what makes America an extraordinary country. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of put everything in perspective for me that we've got to get back to these core principles and values and traits of community and civil society, the things that are not the government. I will say Hillary Clinton was right. It takes a village, but the village is not the government.
Right.
The village is the village, and we have to get back to that, and candidates need to get back to that because the American people are starving for it, and whoever gets that message out will carry the day in 2020.
Hard to get it out when you have one party, though, the left, and it's interesting that Joe Biden makes a speech on how much hate there is. It's the left hating. I mean, it's amazing. The people that are doing the stuff is claiming it's happening from the other side. And we're so divided. We've got, but if you try and do something that you're bringing together and the other side doesn't want to play, pretty tough, because in the case of Donald Trump, there's nothing this man can do anymore that I think would please the Democrats except quit.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that I think it's important to differentiate the divisiveness that we have within our national politics. And within Washington, D.C., is very different from what's going on around the rest of the country. And we need to make sure we don't allow the left or some on the right, the extreme right, but mostly the left is driving this narrative that we're so divided because it's just not the reality. If you travel the country, we're just not that divided. But, again, dictators and thugs and bad guys have used division as a way to get power for centuries. And so we need to keep that in mind, and we need to reject it, quite frankly. We need to say to the Democrats that are purveying that, say, hey, that's not who we are as a country. You know, Americans get mad, we get angry, but we are not an angry people. We'll yell and scream and protest, but then we get up and we move on, we go to work. And that's where most of the American people live.
Yep.
And so I think we got to be careful that we are not as divided as D.C. wants us to believe we are.
Don't you think, last thought, don't you think Beto O'Rourke and his body language reminds you of that flapping man that they have in front of a store to get you to come in? They flap. It's about 20 feet high, and it's waving all over. Isn't that Beto?
He is doing some fascinating things. Again, if you just look at it from a body language and a tone and a style, he is trying to combine a little bit of Barack Obama with a little bit of John F. Kennedy. And then, as you said, the flapping man in front of the store. But it's also very indicative of his campaign. I mean, that is the image of his campaign.
Yeah.
He is flailing. He is swinging wildly. He and Mr. Castro, I think, are just taking massive swings right now, just trying to stay relevant and stay in the race. But, yeah, I don't think that works for the long haul.
Boyd, you're the man. How do people read Boyd Matheson? How do they find Deseret News?
They can go to Deseret.com, or they can follow me on Twitter at Boyd Matheson.
Always love your insight, Boyd. Thanks, my friend.
Hey, thanks, DBJ. All the best.
Boyd Matheson in Salt Lake City this morning, ESPN 93.5, 747. The Showcase Parade of Homes coming to Champaign County. You can go to showcaseparadeofhomes.com. It's on two weekends, this coming weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then the following weekend.
Really good decorating ideas, top-notch technology. It's fun.
And the pergolas and the home theaters.
Exactly.
It's really, really fun. Here is the Stever offer. This is going to be via text. We're going to give you 4 free tickets to go to the Showcase at Home. That's $5 each.
Okay.
That's $20. So you'll come here, you'll pick up your tickets, you'll go either this weekend or next, and if you take a selfie of yourself at the Showcase of Homes, you'll come back here, show me the picture, I'll give you a $20 bill.
Oh, nice.
So it's essentially $40. So if you text in Showcase, as in showcaseparadeofhomes.com, East Central Illinois, builders of East Central Illinois, 359-2255, text in Showcase. I'll get you 4 tickets. And take a selfie when you're there. I'll hand you $20 after.
I love it.
I'll have a stack of 20s here. You have to use this over the next 2 weekends. You'll have to give me a little feedback on your experience, what you thought of the show. Those are the requirements for our Stever program at GoStever.com. This one via text right now. If you want free tickets, Showcase of Homes, 4 freebies, all yours, 359 2255. Text in the word showcase, and I shall get you four, and then take a fun selfie at the place, and I'll hand you $20 when you come back.
Sounds good.
All right, 359 to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I want to go, so I want to make sure I can't get one. 359-2255, text in showcase. Good luck to you. Quick sports headline. Diane Ducey.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the Washington Nationals. The final was 4-2, and they've got a 6:45 start here on your home for the Cardinals. That's ESPN 93.5. Yu Darvish on the mound for the Cubs today at 7 as we face Cincinnati again. Final yesterday, Cubs win. 8-2 was the final. Kyle Schwarber had some great hits. I don't know if you can find that or not, but as a Cubs fan,
we'll get it next hour.
Okay, sounds good.
We got to run to the doctor.
Yes,
Todd Likens here.
You're right. Twins over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 5-3. They've got Minnesota with a 6:40 start today. Yesterday in Monday Night Football action, Cleveland over the New York Jets. That final was 23-3. And that's essentially sports for this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, text in showcase right now for four free ones to showcase some homes, showcase parade of homes from local East Central Illinois builders this weekend and next. You like going anyway, I'll cover your ticket costs and then you take a selfie. Maybe you can get your $20 cash when you come back. Okay.
Come on over here.
Okay, we got a... Linda, you went in there? Is that what you did?
Good morning.
You went to Mettler for that physical...
I just got back from Mettler.
Okay, so the deal last week was if something hurts you,
yep,
you get a complimentary consultation, you go in, I'll give you $100.
They're nice to you.
Well, what'd they find?
Well, I mean, back in 06, I tore three ligaments, broke a couple bones. My hamstring came detached and destroyed the nerve to my foot. And I decided back on June 1st this year I'd drop another 1,300 pounds on it.
Mm.
So I just got off all that, and now my foot's pretty tight, and there's a little bit of pain in there from it. And she's got me set up for the next 6 weeks to get this taken care of.
Really? They think they can help?
Yeah.
If this is Peggy?
Yep.
One of the nine therapists, we're talking physical therapy that is really second to none. It is unbelievable how they, and isn't the feeling nice when you walk into Mettler?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful in there. Very, very pleasant. The receptionist couldn't agree to me any nicer and got me set up and ready to go. And then meeting with Peggy and explaining her my past, which kind of blew her mind. But
Linda, have amazing stuff that, and you're going to get some relief. Last week, Dan, I think you were in Seattle. I said, let me pay you to help you.
Yeah.
Because you'd never gone in.
No.
Okay. So you're happy.
Yeah. I recommend it. I mean, if you got anything, I mean, because I've even had back problems, and she's even stemmed this from that. So,
unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, and that starts at the bottom of my foot.
Told you so kind of thing. I told you. They're really good. Yeah. They go a little further than any other physical therapy. Lindy, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad this is going to work. I'm very excited. I'm excited for your pain.
Driving over here, I sent a text because I've never been happier.
Yeah. I had that ribeye, too.
Oh, it's fabulous.
I bought two packages
get
from
over
Ben.
There. What, yeah. Tomorrow or something?
When are they? What's today?
Today. Get over there and get
the ribeyes. That's one of the best ribeyes I've ever had at the U of I sales room. They were chilling and grilling last night, and Ben gave me a sandwich. It's stupid.
Yeah,
it's so
I
good.
Got here, and they were done, so I got me a four-pack and went home and made it.
Yeah, listen, buddy, thank you.
Thank you.
I still have four in my fridge. We ate four last night, so we're going to eat four more.
Let me know when we're cooking those.
Yeah, right. Folks, that was Mettler Center. Thanks, Lindy. And unplanned that he's got a plan that's going to relieve him of some of this pain. And so while I'm here, you know, we were doing, I think, $1,000. So I had 10 $100 bills. If you, because I think I'm looking for one or two more, if you have never been to Mettler for physical therapy, I'll throw a few more your way. If you're willing to go into Mettler and you've never been there and you'll do a complimentary consultation, I'll pay you $100 to help you. So I can still take a couple of those.
Okay.
So if you want to text Mettler and have the success apparently Lindy had in his complimentary consultation, plus he's getting $100 for it.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
That's great.
Come on, man.
Good stuff.
So text in Mettler. I still have room for two more people if you've never been for their physical therapy. And you want $100 for me to pay you to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Text in Mettler right now, 359-2255. Dr. Todd Likens, I was there. He has kind of the young bunch now. You're taking in the Prius to bring him to work, a bunch of young, beautiful white Goldens. How are you, my friend?
Hey, we're doing good this morning over here.
Okay.
The new crew.
Yeah, you got it's kind of a young, kind of a rapper set. It's young. We're talking young.
Yeah, Snow Bear decided he wanted to stay home and bark at deer all day instead of barking on the Stevie J show.
Yeah.
So I'm just bringing the young girls to get them used to getting them out in the world.
All right. What did you want to touch? I know that dental and dogs, we don't touch enough. Lovey has to come back in, our little Morky, because for whatever reason, she has quicker decay on teeth. We have to clean that. How important is the dental work for dogs?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, yesterday, this is what made me think about this again today. We're decided, it's been 6 months since our last special, so we reactivated the special for the next month. If you book this month, you get 20% off dentals. Because yesterday, I had somebody who, you know, was waiting for the special and everything, and I ended up, the dog lost 9 teeth, basically, yesterday when I was doing dental work. And nobody likes eating with a loose or painful tooth in their mouth, and it applies to doggies, too. And kitties, for that matter.
Yeah.
And so we're taking pictures in the grooming and showing people exactly what's going on with the mouths and offering the opportunity to save 20% on dentals this month.
Well, what's the dental work, $400,
$500? Yeah, we start, I'm cheap. You know me, I like to work. I'd rather do more and provide the service, get it affordable. We start at $250, so you take the 20% off.
Wow, $200.
Now we're down to $200. I mean, I've seen my colleagues charge up to $2,000 for dental.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes, $2,000. I can't afford that.
So you'll do $250, but minus $200, and the dog's teeth will be as good as they're going to be.
And that's just the cleaning. Now, if we end up pulling teeth, you know, there's extra charges come into play, but I promise you, I set my cap at $500.
Okay, and that's where everything, and you tell them along the way what you found and stuff. So
exactly. We'll show you. We'll pretty much give you a good evaluation. We think it's just cleaning, or we think we're going to have to pull teeth before we even start. And we can give you a pretty good picture of what's going on in your dog's mouth. It's rather impressive when you see it up close.
Yeah, you showed me. It's amazing. And it's very, very important because, again, think of your dog even no teeth. It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
So
if you
want to
reach Dr. Todd Likens, how would they do that, my friend?
Well, first of all, I want to also say, yesterday brought to my attention that we're pretty bilingual around here with Walter. I mean, we had 4 people that could only speak Spanish in here yesterday.
Wow.
So even if you got friends that need to speak about veterinary stuff, have them call. We'll put Walter on the phone.
What?
He's good.
Walter speaks Spanish? Oh.
Walter speaks a little bit of Spanish. I guess he's from Peru. I guess.
Great. He's a great guy. I mean, I just know he's a great guy.
Yeah, and if I get you in here, we can do German, too.
Wunsch dich du auf. Yeah, you got that. Hey, Todd, you're the man.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Thank you. That's at the corner of Madison Kirby. Dr. Todd Likens, Ask the Vet on Tuesdays.
Excellent.
Okay, we are so running behind. I got to run this. We'll be back with the news next. If you would like, I mean, I gave you a showcase parade to Holmes, tech showcase for that.
That's right.
And then Lindy popped in unexpectedly about his experience at Mettler Physical Therapy. I still have 2 spots for that for $100 to pay you. I'm paying you to help you.
Right.
The heck?
So we're getting lots of Mettlers and lots of showcases in to 359-2255.
I mean, it's $100 to help yourself.
I understand.
But you have to be new. You can't have been to Mettler.
Sounds good.
All right, 359-2255. The news will be next. ESPN 93.5 Tuesday morning. Back with lots.